We would rake out. We could get lemons every now and then, though. Lemons was good for that. And we rake out clear to the hog. Just take a shovel, fire shovel, and rake out completely to the hog. And wet some newspaper. Take some newspaper, old paper. Wet it good, and wrap the potatoes in it. And lemons in it. Wrap some lemons in it. Wrap the potatoes in it. Lay it down on the hearth. Put some ashes on top of it. And then some coals on top of the ashes. Then the paper wouldn't burn. But the potatoes would cook. Mm-hmm. And the lemons would cook. And all you could do, you just take your spoon and rake all of that out. Put a little sugar with it. And eat it with that flune, it tastes so good. And then we would take that same skillet and go in there, and I canned tomatoes in tin cans, and I still got the counter, and I still got a ceiling, and I'd buy 3-pound tin cans, and I could buy them anywhere now. You can finally get a few from Sears now, but not much. And I had about 50, 60 cans of tomatoes canned, maybe 100, in 10. And they last for 7 years. But I would go pile of tomatoes in there. Go in and get a little meat, pop that in there, maybe some chicken, leftover chicken. And make a great big pot of, sometimes they put that pot with legs, put in a pot. And I had one of those little pots I could do. And most of the time that pot didn't have an iron lid, it had a tin lid. And you fill that full of stew and sit on one side of the hearth and it'll stay hot. You could have it all during the day and night too. And if you wanted to fry eggs, I didn't have a rod come out, you know, like a lot of people do. I didn't have that. But you just pull a stick out and a little bit far and pour a little grease in there, scramble some eggs and go on.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned an arm in the fireplace.
I didn't have that.
you mentioned it, and I was wondering, what would you have? You've also mentioned a big pot. Suppose you had a smaller utensil hanging from that arm. What did people call that? Smaller than a pot.
Well, I never did have that, but I've seen them have it. And I didn't have that because my day was a rubbing that's hurting. My day was a transition period from the other. And I did not live in poverty like a lot of people. I never knew what poverty was. We didn't have money all the time.
What I was getting at is, if a pot can be pretty big, right?
They got that now with that Ben Franklin stove in the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Yes. What is a kettle?
Huh?
What's a kettle?
A kettle is, I gave my daughter one that I handed and turned rusty and it was out there in the smokehouse and I cleaned it. When my house burned, people gave me a kettle and a pot. And all that burned up in the house. The kettle is black, and it's got a little groove in it. You can take the eye off the stove and sit it down in the eye. And top swings in and out like this. And it's all of iron, and you fill it full of water. And then the stove that I had a reservoir over towards the firebox. And it held 3-4 gallons of water, 2-3 buckets of water.